Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey. In the previous Mishnah, the Tana taught us what a person may do for someone who may not benefit from him. The following Mishnah continues to discuss this. It discusses this with regards to Shemitah. During Shemitah, anything that grows in a field is hefker, is ownerless. The field itself, though, belongs to the owner for other uses. The principle that the Mishnah teaches us is that if a person forbids a friend to benefit from a certain property, even when the property leaves his possession, his friend may still not benefit from it. If person A forbade person B from benefiting from his property before Shemitah, B may not enter A's field nor eat from fruit hanging out of the field, even during Shemitah when the fruit becomes ownerless, for the fruit remain forbidden. However, if A made the nether to forbid B during Shemitah, A may not enter the field, but he would be allowed to eat overhanging fruit, since the fruit did not belong to A, so they are not subject to his nether. If before Shemitah A forbade B from deriving any food-related benefits from his property, then B may enter A's field, since this is not considered to be a food-related benefit, but he would not be allowed to eat the fruit of the field. But if the neder was made during Shemitah, since the fruit did not belong to A and are not subject to his neder, B would be allowed to enter the field, since it's not a food-related benefit, and he would be allowed to eat the fruit from the field. Thank you for listening. Have a fabulous day.